It is explained in Bhagavad Gita how the appropriate climate for meditation is that one's mind should be in a state of calmness, like a lamb kept in a windless place. Yata adipo nivatasto nengate sopamasmrita yogino yata yunjasya yunjato yogamatmanah. Another example is given, is of a calm ocean that is very grave and deep, which is standstill completely, where there are no ripples. And in such a type of ocean also, by that type of calmness, yogi will be able to meditate on the object of his worship with full concentration. Now, for the chanting of the holy name, Trinada Bhishuni Chena, Tararupe Sahishuna, these two things are very important, it is said. So the Tararupe Sahishuna talks about the Titiksha, or the tolerance. So for the tolerance, it is important that one's mind does not harbor malice or vengeance towards someone. Because if that is, that kind of malice or vengeance is stored like a seed, then that is not considered titiksha. It's not considered tolerance. Because it goes to the negative mode. It goes to the negative mode. It is something like a volcano. A volcano appears to be very calm, but suddenly there will be an eruption, volcanic eruption. When there is volcanic eruption, there is a big damage. Similarly, to store anger or to store envy, to store comparative attitude and this kind of things, they go to the negative mode. Although superficial calmness and superficial stability will be seen, and then at one point of time there will be a eruption. And then mind is put into a state of terrible turmoil. And such a mind in turmoil cannot have any samadhi at all. That is why in the discussion about the expression of emotions, it is said that titiksha means not only one is externally tolerant, one is also internally completely at peace with himself. Now the scriptures say that for the chanting of the holy name, either mind should be in that type of calmness, state of calmness, or the mind should be having the uddipan or the positive urge for remembering and meditating the Lord's wonderful pastimes. Just like, for example, if one is remembering how Lord Gauranga in the morning wakes up and with his arms raised is chanting and dancing beautifully the holy names along with his associates in the banks of the Ganges. Or if one is remembering about how Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes. So these kind of pastimes, they establish a positive climate which arouses one's eagerness to love and respect and call out the names of the Lord very fervently. So either of these two states is very important in the chanting of the holy name. And is external state of tolerance but internal stage of turmoil in the long run will only pave way for agitation of the mind. So in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Patanjali gives many practical tips to prepare one's mind before one enters into the zone of meditation. As he says, beginning with Yama, Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, Yamaha. So he says Ahimsa, non-violence. Actually, non-violence is not killing animals or not killing goats or chicken. It's not that type of non-violence. This Ahimsa is actually not harboring any harm for other living entities out of envy. That's Ahimsa. Satya is truthfulness. Asteya is not stealing the credit meant for others. Ahimsa Satyasti, Brahmacharya is the celibacy. And aparigraha is not accepting anything from others as a gift, because you become controlled by others mentally when you accept any gifts. So these are the things said. These are all subtle habits. All these are subtle habits. Similarly, he says niyamaha. Both do's and don'ts are said. Shaucha, cleanliness. Because if you don't take bath properly, sometimes a person takes a quick bath in 5 minutes and comes to the morning program, and you, when you go near him, you get a smell of urine or something, body is stinking sometimes, not taking proper bath, not wearing clean clothes. This is external. Similarly, internal cleanliness also is achieved by removing the wickedness of the heart, and kama krodha madhulobha in the mind, and all those things. So shaucha santosha. Santosha is contentment and satisfaction. Shaucha santosha swadhyaya. Actually, swadhyaya is not only self-study of scriptures. Patanjali includes the japa also in that. Chanting of the holy name also is included in swadhyaya there. Shaucha santosha swadhyaya. Ishwara pranidhani. Your mentality of a mood of taking shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. One's mentality should become flavored by eagerness to seek shelter in Krishna's feet. That is Ishwara Pranidhani. Niyamaha. So all these things, the Yama, Niyama, do's and don'ts which are said, are actually mental preparation. Preparing one's mental habits positively, so that then one does the pranayama to further control the mind, and asanas to control the senses. Pratyahar to not give any bad input to the mind anymore. And then one comes to the stage of dhyana. Dhyana is the first stage when one is able to peacefully hear the holy name. So now when we are chanting the holy name, we feel as soon as the chanting is over, immediately we have to run to do something. That means the mind was not at peace. The mind was not hearing the holy name, because mind is actually in some other plan making mode. So this is one thing that we can work on, to tell the mind that for the next 1.5 hours or 2 hours or so, you cannot do anything and you have no other business to do. Where else can we go? Who else is going to chant for you? You only have to chant your rounds. Can somebody else chant for you? Like, actually, there are many works which we can give it to others to do. Can you do this work? But can chanting be done like that? Nobody can chant for you. So if you only have to chant, why not chant peacefully? For example, till 7:15, you are not going to be doing any other seva, any other work. This is the only work you have to do. Then why don't you tell the mind that you only have to do this work? Better be calm. Don't be in a state of urge, And that feeling of, I have to do this. What is the use of that? Actually, if you logically think, it makes sense. Because nobody else can chant for you. And you are not going to be allowed to do anything else, according to at least the authorities. They will not let you do anything else. Then why worry about things? Then throw away the worries to the wind. And just chant the holy name with full attention and absorption. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are